Sports Central. AFL.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, the moment you have been waiting for. In first place, finishing the year with 204 votes. Please join with me in congratulating Josh Gibson.
Very, very shocked. Both of these guys up here next to me tonight have had fantastic years, as have a lot of guys at the club. So, to Mitch and Sears, great work this year. Totally unexpected. I've actually just been recovering from... I was shit scared about that speech about Lakey, so wasn't even thinking about this.
There he is, Josh Gibson, candid as always. Best spoiler in the business, the Golden Fist winner. And Nick Bowen from AFL.com.au can tell us more about it last night. Nick, a great result in another premiership year for the Hawks. He wins the Peter Crimmins medal for a second time.
Yeah, mate, it's a great result for him, obviously. He's just been such a consistent performer for the Hawks, hasn't he, since he crossed over from North Melbourne. Look, I don't know that they thought, perhaps realised how good a player they were getting. Obviously, that the Hawks can take credit for the fact that they've really made him such a better player as well. So, great result for Josh. And, you know, particularly given that the year that someone like, you know, Sam Mitchell had, great result when you're putting someone like that back to third. And, you know, Cyril Rioli to finish runner-up, I think, really does show just how far, how consistent he's become this year and how good a run he's starting to have with his body, which I think is fantastic for the, for footy viewers generally.
Nick, not a lot in it. 60 votes separating the top 10. So Gibson, Rioli, Mitchell, Hodge, Burgoyne, Stratton, Birchall, Bruce, Isaac Smith and Jack Gunston. I mean, we know this is a star-studded team. They've won 3 premierships in a row. So a lot of guys taking votes off each other throughout the course of the year. It was always going to be a fairly tight sort of count.
Oh, exactly. I think that's the beauty of Hawthorn, isn't it? That, you get guys like Luke Hodge is just so consistent. And especially once the finals sort of come around, that he performs sort of every time, doesn't he? So, you see the top 10 and it's just probably, you look at some of the guys who are sort of outside the top 10 and that you sort of think it's hard to sort of believe was that some of these guys could sort of finish out of it. But, yeah, look, the depth there is just a bit scary at the moment. I think we can all tend to perhaps not overrate premiers when they've sort of won, but I think the tendency is to sort of think that, geez, it's hard to see them getting done again next year. I think that a lot can obviously happen then, but gee, the Hawks are going to take a hell of a lot of beating next year. Just that list is so consistent, and I think they've still got some really good young players to come in.
It's amazing, one or two games can sometimes make the difference for a player to stay on a list to exit a list. Ryan Schoenmakers, who'd missed out on a bit of grand final success previously, plays a couple of great finals, keeps his spot for the grand final. He went tall that day with Gunston and also Roughhead and co. And here he is. He's going to sign on for another 2-year period. And he was very keen. Even in the years when he maybe could have gone for more opportunity, he was very keen to always remain a Hawk.
I reckon last year's probably the year that he could have gone, isn't it? Like, I think, obviously missed out on the final series, I think the entire final series from memory. And certainly there's a fair bit of interest, and I think there's a lot of interest from Adelaide. So, he could have gone then, and I think, he stayed loyal. He's got that reward, and, it's obviously a pretty tight-run thing, though, because he only really sort of got his final chance after Jack Gunston sort of got injured over in that qualifying final against West Coast. So, it could have ended up being another sort of a near miss for him. But, I reckon he's really found his position borderline. I think he looks a much more natural forward. I think he's come out and said in recent days that he feels more comfortable playing in attack, and I reckon it's a good balance for the Hawks now that that Roughhead's sort of perhaps playing up the ground a little bit and combining that attack and that sort of midfield time. So if you've got Schoenmakers and Gunston down there with Roughhead sort of flitting back and forth, I think it's a good mix, and I think I could see him really cementing his spot at the Hawks next year.
I imagine it can't be easy going to a best and fairest count, announcing to the faithful that you're leaving. Matt Suckling had to do that last night.
Yeah, look, I reckon it's a fantastic thing that he had the courage to go and do that, because, as you say, it's a tough one. I mean, it's a celebration of the year, and the Hawks fans obviously still celebrating what a great premiership triumph, and then to turn around and say, look, I'm leaving. It's probably hard for fans to understand how anyone could want to leave a club which is so still well and truly so much in the premiership hunt with their window wide open. But That's the danger, you know, that I think keeping these lists together is hard. I think that, from my understanding, the Hawks cap is relatively tight. I don't think they had much, scope to pay Suckling much above what, you'd probably, say, getting towards the 300 a year mark, which for someone like him, obviously, a team like the Bulldogs can come into the market and offer him a bit more than that. They're a pretty exciting team, obviously, on the rise. He's 27, so I think he'd imagine that he could see, himself being part of perhaps a tilt at the flag there, and obviously having the existing relationship with Luke Beveridge, who was a senior sort of assistant coach at Hawthorn,
yep.
just recently, I think really makes probably, I imagine that's probably given Suckling the comfort to make the move. But yeah, look, it's a hard one, and I think that you see, for premiers, it can be hard to keep hold on to everyone. I think obviously Suckling had the opportunity, he was getting regular games, but we've sort of seen recently in the last couple of days in the paper, obviously, a youngster like Jed Anderson now sort of exploring some opportunities as well. So, it's great to have a deep list, but I suppose it does come with its challenges in keeping sort of everyone happy and everyone sort of getting senior opportunities. And, yeah, I suppose, preventing them from jumping to other clubs that perhaps can offer them a bit more senior game time.
Nick, really appreciate your time. Thanks for joining us.
Good on you, Brett.